We're going to... Well, I don't know why.
A naturalist of very fixed habits followed the sun around his house. Soon after dawn, he sat at breakfast with his family on the porch that faced due east. At 11 o'clock, he joined his family for a cup of coffee on the veranda that faced the sun towards the southeast. At lunchtime, he ate on the terrace with his family overlooking the garden that lay due south. At about 7 o'clock, the naturalist dined with his family in the conservatory that faced the sunset. And as soon as it was dark, the naturalist went to bed. When the world began to spin anti-clockwise, the naturalist couldn't change his habits, and he spent the day alone, living in the shadow of his house, and never met, sat, or ate with his family again.
It's a vacuum and we're all in it, and it's taking us away. It's a vacuum and we're all in it, and there's really not much to say. I go on day after day, looking at the way, looking at the way people fight with all of the might. It's sin, it's sucking us in, it's in. It's a vacuum and we're all in it, and it's taking us away. It's a vacuum and we're all in it, and there's really not much to say. Time after time, a man will try to show he's better, but is he better to fight when he's not right? It's not right, no, it's not right.
See what's happening there, right? Dr. Doug Brown is in the house, and that's that kind of crap that happens when you're not looking.
It's a vacuum.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're all in it.
And we're all in it.
Well, we're all in for it here tonight on the show, folks. You know, here we are. We're sitting at the top of the hour, right? This is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you with Dr. Doug Brown, riding shotgun once again. After all this time, Doug, back in the saddle.
I'm back.
Wow.
You and me.
So many things have changed.
Look, I hope you're not taking that too seriously there, Doc. Too hard.
No. I mean, I love vacuums. Did you ever use a Kirby? Did you ever use one of those? They're like the best vacuums known to man.
Yeah, but don't they cost like $8,000.
Anything with the name Kirby is just top notch, as we know.
We do know. And speaking of that kind of thing, Chesty, of course, is over there.
Top notch.
Cackling off mic as per usual, and that, yes, she will be on board for a chick pick later. So fans, stay tuned in. And Joe Stacks is on the line, but go ahead, Joe.
Well, it's been a rough week. I've been fighting a cold all week. And, well, now I'm moaning low.
Yeah, he's got an extra octave on his pipes there, folks. So we don't know if he's going to make it through the hour. All right, Doc, so you're really going to have to earn...
Am I going to earn my stripes tonight?
You got to earn your...
I'm going to make up for all this lost time.
Your imprint there in the cushion of the couch.
All right. I got it. Well, I do have a boom mic now.
Listen, that was... You did.
This is like an upgrade. I've been waiting 10 years for one of these things.
Okay, you can thank Brad from Grits Radio for setting up that boom mic back in like... You know, New Year's Eve, Doc. You know how long it's been since you've been in on a show, Doc?
I've been in a vacuum. I really didn't know.
Wow. Well, way to tie it in. Of course, that was Randy and the Rest, okay, with The Vacuum. That's the long version. See, I had the try. I got the 45 there, Doc, on the old SSS
saw that.
Records label. And I could have flipped it and played the short version, which is like 30 seconds shorter than that. But we went for the big, long freak-out version.
Yeah, it did the trick.
Okay, Joe, you all right with Randy and the Rest? Do you care?
I'm groovy. I'm glad you had the option between the single and the album cut.
Well, I go that far. All right, so anyway, we're going to keep things moving on, sort of. Joe, but I just want you to know that we're kicking it off with a guy that, I don't know, you've been talking a lot lately, the past couple months when I've been on the horn with you rapping about this kind of stuff. You've been talking a lot about this guy, Dr. John.
Well, sure.
And I just happen to have this album that we got down at the flea market last year called Zuzu Man. And this really came up because we were playing that thing last show about Gree-Gree for sale. Remember that, Chesty? Gree-Gree for sale, and you hipped us up to the whole voodoo thing there. So, Joe, what do you want us to think about with Dr. John? We're coming on here.
Well, it's worth knowing that Dr. John has been in the business since, like, the 50s. His real name is Mac Rebenack. He's from New Orleans, and according to legend, he started playing when he was in his mid-teens. He was like a session guy.
Yeah.
And he was putting out stuff, working on Specialty and Ace records. Come the mid-60s, he ended up, I guess he knew some people who had moved out to L.A. to work the session scene, and he hooked up with a guy named Harold Batiste, who was working at the time as like Sonny and Cher's musical director.
All right.
And they start putting together this weird psychedelic voodoo stuff, and they're using Sonny and Cher's studio time, basically. It's like, well, you know, they got a session booked, they're not actually using the hours.
Yeah, might as well do something cool with that.
And suddenly he's got an album, and his debut album, Gree-Gree, came out on the Atco label back in '67. It was the first of a batch of really tripped out psychedelic funk stuff.
Yeah,
was he ever on the Muppets?
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I think Dr. Teeth may have been modeled a little bit.
Oh, right. That's what I'm thinking of. Because I think Dr. Teeth is modeled after Dr. John. That's why I was.
Once again, Dr. Doug Brown earning his keep tonight, folks. Here he comes, Dr. John. You know, on the turntable tonight, folks. With some smooth sounds off the Trip Records label, right? Dig it.
Say, folks, let me warn you. One thing I don't give, and that's credit. Oh, I'd love to help everybody, but I just can't fret it. Anything other than a traitor or pawn, you got to have your case at Trader Jones. You know, everybody ain't no cheap, everybody ain't no deadbeat. But I just don't got the time to speculate about who's gonna pay on time and who's gonna be late, you see. Anything other than a traitor or pawn, you got to have your cash at Trader John's. Now you name it, and I got it, whatever be your shot. Now if you want to try it, just be prepared to buy it. Anything other than a traitor or pawn, you got to hang your case at Trader John's. Let me hear your horn, boy.
All
everything in stock. Rings and watches and hoodoo products unlimited, to mention just a few. Man, I'm a man. You better get it while you can. Just have the green stuff, will you? Anything other than a Trader or Paul, you got to have your cash at Trader Jones. Man, like I'm telling you, I'm the man. So you better just get it while you can. You better have that stuff with you when you come see me.
Now let's go over to our very distinguished lineup of guests tonight. A gal who's got a record riding very high in the charts at the moment. Let's see what Yvonne thinks.
Well, no, I don't think it'll be a hit because it's too, you know, samey. And I liked the bit where it went, da, 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 you know, at the beginning. But then I thought, oh, it's going to be great. But then after that, well, no, I don't think so. It's too samey.
Much more music, much more often on Lost Discs Radio.
When it's over, I'll put it on high speed and in reverse.
You always do. from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you.
I couldn't crash a party, so I broke down and I cried. If I tried to hitchhike here, the sight don't give a ride. But I've got to ride you, I've been lied to, maybe more than you. I'm the one got busted on the rider that you threw. Make insane the thought that I got nothing else to do but listen to the words that only come from just a few. But I can dream to, I can scream to, sound just like a band. I'll do what I can do and take the thorn out of your hand. Can't tell me everything I never heard about all kinds of hassles, castles, things that I preferred. But I'm dear and here to stay. If you don't like it, go away. I don't even blame you for not knowing what to say. I know things can't stay bad. That's nothing old and nothing new. I look out of my eyes, not through the holes of in my shoe. So I can be glad, I won't accept, I won't have to cheat. You won't think it's funny when I buy and sell your street.
I ought to go over there and wrap that starvation box around his neck.
French Church, okay, right there off the Princeton record label, but out of Michigan, the French Church out of Marquette, Michigan. Okay, Chesty says that that's good for Easter. Get close to a microphone, Chesty. You've got interesting things to say. She's been making interesting comments there during that last set, folks. Maybe you'll get to hear some of what she has to say. Slapneck, Doc.
What?
Slapneck.
Slapneck.
1943 is the name of the cut there from the French Church.
Ooh.
Before that, The Lost. Now, all these years we're doing the show.
Yeah.
Doc.
Yeah.
We finally get around to realizing that there was a group in the 60s called The Lost.
Oh.
Probably had to be more than one. But these guys were about as mainstream as any group called The Lost might have gotten. They were on the Capitol label, man. Big time. Never hit the charts, of course, which is why we love them even more. And that's a obscure B-side from The Lost called Maybe More Than You, where Chesty made the observation that it's a guy trying to sound like Dylan trying to sound like Jesus. Okay? So interesting stuff there. From that. We'll see what Joe Stax has to say about The Lost.
So I would assume then that the search will be on for an album or a single by a band called The Discs.
All right, Doc. Get
correct.
Do
we? Yeah. What? What do you got?
There is. I think there's a group called the Five Discs.
Well, we want one called the Discs.
Nah, I can't help you.
With a C.
It's not going to help.
Come on.
The Kingsmen.
Joe. I think Joe is about to say something.
With a K.
I think Joe knows.
Joe's laughing at your asinine comments.
Joe knows there's a band called the Discs.
Joe.
I have no hard evidence.
No, see, you're wasting people's time, Doc. Ring the bell if you're going to waste their time. At least ring the bell. You can't even ring the bell. He's so drunk over there. And anyway, the Kingsmen were in there. Yes, yes, you recognize that one. You people, you know, you casual listeners, man, you're like, oh, yeah, I dig this one, man. You knew that one. It was their cover of Money, covering the old Barrett Strong.
Ray Charles!
Tune there. Chesty misfired on that one, saying it was a Ray Charles cover. I'm just saying. Linda Lane and the Sinners was in there with Low Grades and High Fever. Man, are you digging that right off the Tower Records label? Monophonic copy of Linda Lane and the Sinners. You see how we're wrapping this into like an Easter theme? I'm sorry, I didn't really mean to do all that necessarily. It is Easter weekend here on March 30th of 2013, folks. If you're getting this live over, somehow we're being picked up and relayed on 5110, upper sideband for your underground shortwave experience. And if you're digging it there, or if you're digging it on the net feed, man, get in on the email, Doc. Speaking of things that are spelled with a C.
Lost Discs, what?
Yeah.
Radio at yahoo.com.
That's right.
Forgive your sins now.
Forgive
Discs with a C.
Chesty says all sins will be forgiven.
Hey, are we going to let Joe know?
Emails that come in, your sins are forgiven, right? It's like when the church used to sell, what did they used to sell things, Chesty?
Indulgences. Says,
indulgences,
right?
We will take your email as indulgences, folks.
Yeah.
So that you know you can get out of purgatory.
Right.
This is purgatory. That's the problem.
We got to give Joe. We got to let Joe know that Joe was right. When Joe's right, we have to let Joe know that he was right.
Do it,
Joe. From a trusted source, I have Dr. Teeth is the green-skinned, red-haired, wide-grinned, full-mouth leader of the band. That's Dr. Teeth in the Electric Mayhem. His gold tooth is claimed to have been fashioned from the melting down of his gold records. And Dr. Teeth is based on the musician, Dr. John.
Ooh, let's just kick back and bask in the glow of my rightness.
That's right.
Joe, crack another brew. Now, Joe, you're under the weather. You're probably not drinking so much tonight. Is that correct, or what's going on?
That's right. I'm knocking back, you know.
All right.
Now, I did get that from Wikipedia, so obviously it's 100% accurate.
Oh, well, obviously. Joe, you make 95% of the entries at Wikipedia, at least in the music section, from what we know. So
I think we can vouch for that one. Then.
Now, Joe, let's keep things moving here. We should now. First of all, come on, Linda Lane and the Sinners. We just love that track, Low Grades and High Fever. Come on, right?
Nothing but love for that. And who'd have thunk that it would come from a Freddie and the Dreamers comp on the Tower label?
Yeah, no doubt. He's not just kidding you there, folks. It is also. All right, the Kingsmen, we all know, Louie, whatever, who cares, off the Wand Records label doing money. All right, The Lost and the French Church. Joe, what do you want to lay on us there?
Hey, I will say with all sincerity, the French Church was amazing. I've never heard of these guys. They're not in my usual resources.
Yeah.
And that Slapneck was a kick, man. And I was trying to dig up some stuff on them, and thanks to the website GarageHangover.com, we're actually getting in touch with these guys. One of the guys from the band, a guy named John Spratto, and asked, wanted to know what's the story on the French Church from Marquette.
So apparently, a good friend of the band, they suggested they call themselves the French Church, which is what their local Catholic church was called. St. John's Catholic Church of Marquette was known among as among the old timers as French Church.
So that, all right, so that, that's like this like a Saturday night here, folks. You get to go to church with us right now, and then tomorrow's you're totally free for your holiday, right?
See? Right, you can sleep in tomorrow.
And the Lost. Now, how do we get this far, Joe, without uncovering between you and me and Doc? Why haven't we brought this up before? The Lost on the Capitol Records label, man.
Well, that's a good question. There's so much stuff out there. You know, it's hard to get around to some things. I mean, I've heard about these guys, and. It's amazing. I mean, I've heard other albums, other records by the members of The Lost before I ever actually heard The Lost.
Yeah, man.
These guys were, along with The Remains, the pre-Boston sound kings of the Boston scene.
Cool.
Wow. The Lost Remains. That's even worse.
Did they? Well, if they ever played a gig together, man, that would be a little...
From where I come from right now, it sounds as though their name is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Wow.
In some ways, I mean, some terrific stuff. Three singles on Capitol from 65 to 66.
Yeah, man.
And then after the band, I guess they didn't chart, so, they kind of parted ways. All of these guys turned up in so many other groups that followed. I mean, Willie Loco Alexander was in the group called the Bagatelle. He was... a couple of the guys went on to join some of the groups of the Bosstown sound, like Chameleon Church. A couple of them were drafted into that third album lineup for Ultimate Spinach.
Oh,
and ultimately, because Doug Ewell is a Boston boy, and he knew some of these characters floating around. He recruited. I know a couple of the post Lou Reed Velvet Underground.
Yeah,
well, guys from the Lost ended up touring. As part of the Velvets,
wow,
fill out the lineup, including Willie Alexander, and I want to say I think it was Walter Powers who was the bass player in
no
the Lost.
Way.
As Doug Ewell wasn't going to play no bass anymore.
The hell you say, man? Hey, I'll tell you what, we got to move it on here, Joe, real quick. Mr. Bill, one of our valued shortwave listeners, emailed in actually just a little bit before the show here at top of the hour saying. He ain't getting nothing on 5110 kilocycles. He's got us on the net feed, and that's just the way it goes. So, folks, get your emails in. Once again, it is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, just to prove that you're out there and that you care. And that you care about this kind of thing, this kind of action.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
All nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Her apostasy, her illicit spiritual adultery, that's what it is. It's
Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. All right, listen. I have a record for all my gay friends out there. I have, several homosexual friends who are big right now about marriage equality and why shouldn't they have it. And I have a record for them. Babalu's Wedding Day by Billy and the Essentials on Smash.
Boom, boom, boom. Where's everybody running? Look at everybody go. Boom, boom, somebody please tell me why's all the rush?
Thank you.
You lame brains can't do anything right, can you?
Lost this radio.
What the hell kind of dialogue is that, man? We're having a nice party. This chick is right out of Squaresville with dialogue like that.
Well, I've had it.
only use it for medicinal purposes.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
It doesn't really take a lot of intellect to listen to this stuff.
Oh, yeah!
Minimalist sounds now of the Bell Notes, right off a Time Records label. Okay, the Bell Notes right off of Long Island there, 1958 action, the B-side of I've Had It, right, which was a top 10 hit, but for some reason never gets calculated in the oldies surveys. You never hear that one on the radio, folks, because before that it was I've Had It, but it was by Jerry Dykes and the Country Cousins on the Matchmaker label. Okay, and I don't know, man. I think I've Had It works pretty well as a country-flavored kind of tune. They're very pop country from, you know, Jerry Dykes and there's a lot of Country Cousins groups out there. People touting that name, man. And I don't know exactly who those guys were specifically or what their deal was. I'm going to let you down on that right now, folks. Dykes, that's a different search engine.
Dykes and Fairies, it's all the same.
Hey, the Ideals, speaking of that kind of thing, maybe. The Ideals in there with Mary's Lamb off the Checker label, and Chesty made me play that one.
Ouch.
I'm telling you. She's get it, Mary, Lamb, Easter, the whole thing. I'm sorry, man. This is like the April edition for Rockin' Radio. And, you know, you want to get over there at rockinradio.com, folks, and dig the action with good old boss man Randy Tibbins and all the guys. Well, we're over there. But... Got to tell you, it can't just be a whole Easter thing. But anyway, it was a gay homosexual thing before that, kicking off the set there with Billy and the Essentials. If that makes you feel
it sounds like we're on a whole thing, a theme now.
Makes you feel any? I'm not trying to do this thing.
I'm.
It's on me. I can't get it off. It's just happening.
Why?
That's not a choice. These things are just happening, Doug.
So many groups have Dykes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But Billy and the Essentials off the Smash label kicked it off with Babalu's Wedding Day, and we would be remiss if we didn't say that the original Babalu's Wedding Day, of course, was by the Eternals on the old Hollywood label, which, of course, we dig all that action.
Went to college with a guy named Dan Dykes.
Joe.
Standing by.
I'm just going to move on, because I don't think there's anything else we need to say about any of these groups, unless there's something you want to say.
Well, not especially. I mean, I was trying to look up some stuff on Jerry Dykes there.
What?
And it looks like
you're looking. What are you looking up?
I was just trying to find out anything about the about that record. About
oh, I see.
And you know, there's a mention of him in a Billboard from 1956 or something like that.
Come on.
I mean, he's credited as the songwriter.
Yeah.
And you know, thinking of that whole Country Cousins thing, you know, and that could just be like some studio guys and the Country Cousins, you know, because I found a mention of the Country Cousins back in a guy named Ben Jack on the Cimarron label in 1960. So, you know, those could just be some session players, goodness knows, or
all right.
Who's out there guarding the name Country Cousins?
Well, good enough, Joe. Thanks for that, I guess. But sure enough, coming in on the email, there's only one person chiming in on that email tonight so far there, aside from our buddy Mr. Bill, and that is Mike in downtown Keswick, Ontario. He is getting the signal on 5110 kilohertz, man. Strong, but fading and weird noises, so he's over on the net feed, man. Right? And he says, although it is Easter, beware of the were-rabbit, Doc.
The were-rabbit.
Now, Doc.
Is it any relation to the little black egg?
See, here's the thing. We're going to get through an entire spring Easter episode here without playing a version of the little black egg. I want you to know how monumental that might be.
It is. It's a yearly tradition. It's like getting my Easter basket.
And instead of that, we're gonna do you right, though. We've got a thing here now on the Linda Records label by a group called The Romancers.
Oh.
And you're going to have to dig this. Joe, real quick, anything about the Romancers?
Just that they came out of the East L.A. scene, part of that Mexican-American...
Yeah, like a Latino group, right?
Soul scene, the same place where you get groups like the Midnighters. Did a whole batch of singles on Linda and put out one on Dot as well in 1966.
Right, so here we are in 1966, folks. While you're getting over to that email at lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com, we're just going to lay this one on you. It is the out-of-sight sound of the Romancers tonight. She took my Oldsmobile. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio.
Woke up this morning, out of care. Reached over next to me, there was no one there. Jumped out of bed. Look around. All there was a note to be found. She took my Oldsmobile. My 88 yeah.
Oldsmobile.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oldsmobile.
Hey, yeah. My love with you. Look out the window. Do I see big black clouds looking back at me? No matter how hard I try, all I seem to do is cry. She took my
Oldsmobile,
my 88,
yeah.
Oldsmobile, oh yeah, girl.
Oldsmobile,
hey, hey, my lovely their girl, 'cause when they leave, they lose their world. Now, I don't care a bit about mine. She took my car, that's why I'm crying. She took my
Oldsmobile,
my 88, yeah.
Oldsmobile,
oh yeah, yeah.
Oldsmobile,
hey, yeah, my love.
Oh,
yeah.
I like some of the oldies.
Inside out, how I feel, far and near, can't be real. Pink and blues seem alright, colors fine, all of time.
Oh, hey.
What's going to happen next?
I don't think I want to know.
With it, Chuck.
A man believed that the human eye was like some sort of battery that the sun alone could recharge. Avoiding the dangerous glare of the day, he took to watching summer sunsets in the hope that his sight would thus be much improved for the winter. He persuaded his friends to watch with him, and soon, in various parts of the country, groups of people sat out of doors in the evening looking westward. Before very long, rival societies sprang up to watch the dawn. Sun watching to recharge sight became endemic. Controversy arose. The rift between those who looked east in the morning and those who looked west in the evening led to argument and abuse, and ultimately to blows. Cynical observers began to look west in the morning and east in the evening, and a group of satirical opticians began to look north and south in the middle of the night.
He's gonna show you.
coming right up against the top of the hour there with the Out of Sight Sounds of the All Saved Freak Band. And the amazing vocals of Kim Massaman, who not only was a member of that group with her sister and some, you know, punk hippie guys there, but also wrote that song, Lonely Street, by the All Saved Freak Band, right off the Rock the World Enterprises Records label. You dig that action, folks? I know you do.
Wow.
Before that, of course, it was Enoch Light and the Light Brigade off the Project 3 Records label. And the Crying Shames was in there, of course, with Ben Franklin's Almanac on the Destination label, 1966 action, of course. We kicked off the set with the Romancers on the Linda label. She Took My Oldsmobile, right? And folks, that's the way it goes for April of 2013 here on Lost Discs Radio. If you happen to be over at rockandradio.com, you'd be sticking around for the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And Jason Stone, the stepfather of soul. And, of course, the electrophonic sound of Bri Fi Phillips, all to be found right there along with us. Check them out at rockandradio.com, folks, and then get over to our own very own website, lostdiscsradio.com. Spell that word discs with a C. Get your emails in like Scotty and Peg. Good old Scotty and Peg, upstate New York way, chiming in, man.
Hey, where's Geezer up from Geezer upstate
Mountain,
New York?
We know Geezer Mountain's listening tonight. Listening. You don't have to chime in again, man.
That's right.
Shout out to the old geezer. Thanks, Joe Stacks, for sitting shotgun on the microphone.
Well, good night, everyone.
And thanks, Dr. Doug Brown and Chesty.
Dr. Teeth.
And we'll dig you next month, folks, on Area 51, as per usual, for your upper side band, gum band, underground shortwave experience.
Electric mayhem.
And good night, Weasley Steve, wherever you are.